Good morning, Wisconsin.
Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth, Melissa, and James here with you, and we're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty well. How about things there?
We're doing good here. Kind of a calmness out there right now that I don't really know what to make of it. What has Mother Nature got in store for us today?
Yeah, certainly a pretty calm day here for us compared to what's going on to the south across the state.
Mm-hmm.
So still some of that heavier snow down in the south and east parts of the state here today. But we're just going to see some clouds from the system and hardly a flurry, if anything, out there for us here. And it looks like we'll see our highs at about 27 with northeast winds at about 10 to 15. For tonight, clearing skies, lows to 10. And then on Friday, some sunshine and upper 20s. West winds 10 to 15. 21 Friday night, upper 30s. Saturday, more clouds, some sunny breaks. Still quiet into Sunday, low 40s. Partial sun, some clouds, and some mid-30s into Monday. We do start to see some chances for light snow towards Tuesday and Wednesday. Cooling temps as well, low 30s Tuesday, highs mid-20s Wednesday as some more cold air builds in further through next week. I'm meteorologist Paul Fromley.
Paul, real quick question. Is there no more normal anymore? I wanted to ask you, is this weather normal for this time of year? And I'm thinking of last year and the year before that. And I'm like, wait a minute, there is no normal anymore, is there?
Yeah, it's kind of our averages are basically like one extreme and the other, you know, averaged out to a number that doesn't really mean a whole lot.
Yeah. You're the best, Paul. Appreciate you. Have yourself a good one, and we'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
All right, I'm good. You got you.
Take care. Best in the business right there by far and away our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trobley. I love talking to
Paul. I wonder if talking to, you know, folks like us on that, if they actually like it or not. Does it help the, you know, their day? They get to do something a little different for a few minutes or something? Or is it just like, oh, got to talk to these guys again, you know?
Back in the day when we first started doing this, we had Nikki Latolo join us. Mm-hmm. And Nikki is no longer with the Weather Eye Weather Center. She is up in Canada, I believe. Yeah, I believe her and her husband moved up to Canada.
Lots of weather in Canada, too.
Yeah. Her, Carl, and I had a thing going for so long. We would have so much fun together to the point where there were times where Nikki would message me later in the day. I was late for my next gig and stuff.
Your next call-in?
Yeah. Paul has so much fun with us, and I've talked to Paul a little bit about this, and he looks forward to talking to us because he doesn't get to do this with anybody else. Usually it's either recorded or it's in and out.
Yeah,
and the people talking, I think, not to tell other people how to do their job or anything,
yeah,
but I feel like they're missing a golden opportunity. Like, all you got to do is just say something to Paul like that.
Right.
These people are good at what they, not only good at what they do,
yep,
they're charismatic. They're, you know, they got stuff to say. Paul was very funny right there.
Yes, he was.
I will say, and I don't mean this in a bad way, because I like Michael Carroll. I like working with Michael, mm-hmm, and Michael does a really, really good job. He's very smart, really, mm-hmm, knows what he's doing. Michael, you can throw curveballs. Though Michael, like, if I ask Michael, then I don't know what his response is
going to be. Yeah. Paul's an old hand at this now. Yeah,
yeah. When it's with Michael, I kind of, you know, I'm a little quicker about it because he's very efficient and, mm-hmm, wants to get to the next job. So I think it's a little bit knowing your audience.
Yeah,
and hey, Paul, been doing this a long time with you.
Yep.
So yeah, we go way back. It's kind of a little more almost catching up in a way. It's fun, and again, best that in the business. Nobody does it better than our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Mm-hmm.
I will put that against anybody. Melissa, Seth, and James here at 8:08 on the clock, and for the first time ever, more people will watch streaming content this year than traditional TV. This is our opening topic for the hour. This is the first time ever. Adults in the U.S. will spend more time watching digital content on platforms like Netflix, TikTok, YouTube, than traditional TV. Linear TV in 2023, will average under 3 hours a day, while digital video watching will average 3 hours and 11 minutes. That might not seem like a lot, but that is growing, growing, growing. And next year Netflix and YouTube are leading the way when it comes to digital video viewing. People are watching about 33 minutes each per day. And TikTok viewing among adults is climbing sharply. Mm. One analyst says, quote, the lines between social and entertainment have blurred, and TikTok is now coming for the big screen video players.
Yeah.
Which, you know, there's dangers and there's positives to all of these things and every app under the sun. The TikTok one is a little bothersome. If only because of the gathering of information and the fact that we don't have a clarity on a lot of this. We've been able to hold Facebook's feet to the fire. We've been able to do that with other apps and other things because they're American. They're right here in the States. We can bring them to, you know, in front of Congress and these things. And hey, what are you doing with our information? Blah, blah, blah. We can't do that with TikTok. You know, and that. Did I cut you off, Melissa?
No, I was just saying, you can't do it with TikTok.
And I don't want to, I feel like if you are over the age of 30, you pick on TikTokers. And I'm not trying to do that. To each their own. I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me. I actually, while I don't use TikTok, I don't have to because all the friends in my life like send me videos of TikTok.
Yeah, exactly.
That they, you know, that they think I would be, oh, here's a penguin, James, you know, here's a, you know, that kind of thing. but I will say that one of the things that I hear about TikTok that I don't hear about other apps is how they help people, how they share information, they life hack things that we've talked about.
There are good things about TikTok.
Yeah, and that's part of why I want to make sure that I'm careful with this here because I don't want to sound like I'm just picking on them. But that part of the ownership of TikTok, that does to me, that does seem worrisome, at least enough to question. You know, maybe you get the answers you want and you move on. But I think it's worth questioning some of the how much time we're spending or how much we're sharing on some of that stuff.
Well, and I think, I mean, it's a good rule of thumb just in general to be careful on social media, no matter what platform it is. Because, that stuff can certainly come back to get you if you share, overshare.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, especially with employers now able to look back through Facebook posts any other platform.
It's become de rigueur now for when you interview for a job. It's like, whoa, what's their social media look like?
Herm Edwards said this over 20 years ago, think before you hit send. Think before you hit send.
Yes.
It doesn't take a lot.
Before you post.
I had a conversation with a director, and I got a call back for this audition and everything, and I'm very excited about it. I'm not so excited about the audition. this is the first time anybody has ever done this to me. I've done thousands of interviews, of thousands of auditions, and I have never had somebody say, could you keep the accent through the whole audition? We want you to talk in an English accent throughout the whole entire bloody audition. And pretty soon, you get done with the audition, and you can't stop talking like this. And so I'm going to my bloody father, and I'm like, Dad, and he's just looking at me like, where's my son? What have you done with my son? I was talking to this director about this, and I hadn't heard back from them as soon as I thought I would. And she tells me, hey, I'm sorry we didn't get back to you sooner or anything like that. By the way, I like your profile picture. And it's like, okay. And so I talked to my agent about it. They, I go by James J. Malo on most of my social media, a lot of my social media. Whereas James Maloff on Facebook, a lot of these things.
Yeah, right.
So it took them a minute to find me. And once they did, to go scour through my Instagram, my Facebook. And they've got people they pay for this.
Wow.
That will... go back, like, literally to my first Facebook post.
Wow.
And I don't even know how long I've been on there. Like, I don't even know how you do that. Like,
me neither.
If I was going to try to do that to somebody or something like that, I almost said Seth, the one person that doesn't have a Facebook page.
You'd be hard-pressed. Yeah. You'd be hard-pressed.
I wouldn't even know how to begin to do that, other than just, you know, slowly, you know, going through their page and stuff. This is important to think about.
About all these different things. Yeah,
I'm also curious about because we're doing this more and more about. Well, the screen's not big enough on my phone. I want Netflix to be on my TV. I want Amazon to be on my TV. Okay, here we go. And now we've got that you know, we got Roku. We've got all these things. How quick before? And I know it already exists, but how quick before it's a very simple thing to put social media on the TV screen and to be able to do that.
Yep.
Well, you probably can with casting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean more of a quicker, easier way to do it.
Yeah, which I know what you're saying. Yeah, exactly.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's these kind of trends don't go the other way. It's not as if we do this next year and it's like, hey, everybody's back to cable.
Yeah. We're now using typewriters again, everyone. Yeah. Did you know?
Soon we'll be back to the Morse code system.
Yeah, vacuum tubes.
And I know it can be trying sometimes, like when you're talking to or helping people who don't understand technology that well, and it's frustrating and everything. My mom and dad, about a year or two ago, started wanting to do more streaming, mm-hmm. and they're really, really frustrated with cable bills. That it was really driving them crazy. My mom wanted to retire, and this was one of the things hanging over her head, the worry of a cable bill.
Wow.
And just, you know, kind of, and I was like, all right, guys, you know, my buddy Chris has done this. Let me talk to you more about streaming and all that. You've got a smart TV. You could do this.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, no way. No way, no how. He ain't going to do this. I want to be able to come home, flip on the TV. That's what I want. I guarantee you, what is it, about 8 o'clock? I guarantee you right now he is probably watching The Blacklist on Netflix. If he's not watching that, he's watching some sports documentary or something on mm-hmm. Netflix or Hulu yep. or one of those. He has a routine. He kind of goes through. He knows yeah. where he can get his live sports. And they still get their local news, a lot of it from Melissa. they found a way to make this balance, and yeah. my mom and dad are not. I wouldn't say that they're stuck in the mud kind of people. They're mm-hmm. they're very open minded in a lot of those things. But like most people, they have their stuff that they just like. That's their yep. go to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My mom wants her book by her by her bed. Mm-hmm. Things mm-hmm. like that. The fact that they were able to evolve into that has blown me away every day, even now. And not to say, well, if they can do it, anybody can do it. What I mean more is it's worth being patient with this stuff. Yeah. I know it can be frustrating. I know it can get, you know, be a little dragging, answering the same questions five times,
yep.
showing your mother how to do copy and paste. When you, there's never been a smarter human being I've ever met than my mom. And showing her copy and paste on it was very interesting. But now does it all of herself.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And I don't like the idea of anybody getting left behind when it comes to technology, when it comes to the future.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that has to happen.
No, I have some friends who don't live in the same town with their parents or their moms, so they're not able to immediately help. One thing that they've done, my good friend got her mom the exact same phone that she has.
Mm-hmm.
So when her mom has problems, she can just easily tell her how to fix it.
Very smart.
Or another thing is take pictures of their remote control if you don't have the same remote. So then you can tell them where the buttons are that they need to push, as opposed to find the input button. Because they're not, you know, called input on remotes all the time.
No, they're not.
Push the streaming button.
The OK button.
Yeah.
What one's the streaming button? I don't see those words on my remote. You know, so take pictures of their remotes so that you can tell them where the buttons are located.
Press any key to begin. Where's the any key? None of these keys are labeled any.
one thing, Melissa, I do think we have to realize though that most kids don't have any problem pushing their parents' buttons. So we just want to make sure that
yes, you're not wrong.
And we'll take a commercial break on that. We'll come
really?
Back. We'll
oh,
come,
wow.
That was a good
okay.
one. That was good. We'll end on that one. And, we'll come back with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club, do some celebrating. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, Zoe Deschanel, everybody. Thank you, Zoe. You don't have to go. Oh, she's gone. Sorry to laugh. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you, when they're open, to treat yourself. Misty's is closed Wednesdays and Thursdays in February in the first 3 weeks of March. They'll be closed February 25th to March 5th. They'll resume normal hours beginning the week of March 20th. But they'll be open tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, you can head on over there at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids and wish them a great day from all of us. I need a 1 through 4, and I'll make Seth do this one. Seth, give me a 1 through 3. All right, that gives us our qualifier. Ooh. We can get right into the celebrating, and it's all birthdays today.
All right.
Want to wish a very happy birthday to Paula Evenson.
Happy birthday, Paula.
Happy birthday, Paula.
Enjoy your day, Paula. Hope it's a great one for you. I've always liked that name, Paula. It's
Paula.
A good name.
Oh, I know lots of awesome Paulas.
Oh, that's a good one. Dorothy Olson, happy birthday.
Ooh, happy birthday, Dorothy.
Happy birthday, Dorothy or Dottie or Dot, whichever one you go by.
Yes, yes. Paula and Dorothy next to each other.
Yeah, that's good.
Pretty good. A very happy birthday to Janet Weiland.
Happy birthday, Janet.
Ooh, happy birthday, Janet.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Cammie Kubitschek.
Happy birthday, Cammie Kubitschek. What a great last name.
It's a great one. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. I've known a couple of Kubitscheks mm-hmm. around here. Good people. I'm sure Cammie's one of them. And congratulations to Cammie, as mm-hmm. she is our qualifier for today.
Nice.
Want to remind everybody to get us these birthdays and anniversaries. And that's not just coming from me. That's coming from our friends in Finland.
And Finland.
Our friends in Sweden.
That's right.
They love these things, man. They love them. Get us more birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, or you can send them to me, and my email is james.maloff@civicmedia.us.
I thought I forgot how to pronounce your own name for a
yes,
minute there.
Yes, I did.
Is Maloof.
Is it Malak?
Yes.
Why is there a U in there? What? Please get them to us. You can also direct message us on Facebook. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We encourage you to send us as many as possible, everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Number one, or at least at the top, The Weeknd is 33. I've seen his real name a couple of times.
I can't remember what it is.
I don't do this with pop stars very often. To be honest, I don't pay attention to pop stars mm-hmm. very much. But The Weeknd, when I first heard him on the radio, I Can't Feel My Face or whatever, when mm-hmm. I first heard that song, I never heard anybody in my life sound more like Michael Jackson.
Yep.
And then when I saw him dance, I'm like, oh, he's the closest I've seen to Michael. That is like Michael, I should say.
Yeah.
And not at all that he's very, you know, very much his own artist, his own man, and all that stuff and everything. But it just blew me away because mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd ever see anybody that sounded or danced like him or anything like that. Say what you will, Michael Jackson, a complete original. Mm-hmm. And The Weeknd, pretty close to that, I would say.
He's there.
His real name, Abel Mekonnen Tesfaye.
Yeah.
Which is why he goes by The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're not going to get famous on a name like that.
The great Elizabeth Olsen is 34, the Scarlet Witch.
She's only 34?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
She's been doing this a long time. She is, she's related to the Olsen twins, right?
Yes, yes. Younger sister.
I didn't know she was the younger. So they're older than her.
Yeah, they are older than her.
Wow. She's good. Some actors will take a role and they'll do their job and everything, but you can tell that their whole, not everything is in it. Mm-hmm. You know, from the very first time we saw her as Scarlet Witch, it's like, okay, this is a thespian. This is an actual actor taking on a role and really going all in on it. And to see her in Doctor Strange and Multiverse of Madness mm-hmm. with that, like going full villain mm-hmm. And dark, I didn't know she had that in her. And there's a scene in the movie where, and I'm not trying to ruin anything, but
it's been out for a while.
It has. Where basically Wanda takes over Wanda. And she's kind of doing this kind of like getting into her own skin kind of moment. And then she takes a look in the camera. And you don't expect it. And I've watched the movie twice now, and both times it got me.
Yep.
Like, ooh. Like, you know, partially Sam Raimi's directing.
Of course.
Such a good director when it comes to that stuff and mm-hmm. everything. But her performance was really like, I think Benedict Cumberbatch is the best actor in the world today. If I'm being pressed on it, that's who I'm picking as my number one draft pick.
All right.
She blows him away in some scenes. Like, just to tell you her caliber.
Yes. And my Hollywood crush.
Oh, really?
She's the one that I'd get all fluttery about, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good one. That's a very good one. Oh, yeah.
It's the red hair. And
Really? Shock. Now, that part, not a shock. Not a shock. Good morning, Beth. We also, another fantastic, incredible actor, Mahershala Ali, is 49 today. Won an Oscar for both Moonlight and Green Book. He's already got two Oscars, and the guy's not even 50. He is going to be playing Blade in the upcoming MCU remake. Seth and I will be waiting in line. Melissa will be doing the show that week. Seth and I will be waiting in line to see that movie.
Get that movie. Shut up and take my money.
Yes, exactly. The Bus is 51. Jerome Bettis.
One of the best
nicknames ever. The Bus. Get on the bus, and Jerome Bettis is going to get you a first down.
How could a man mm-hmm. who was that big be that fast with those feet. He had tiny feet. How could he do that?
I remember Christian Okoye.
Oh, God.
And it was like a linebacker that played running back.
Yes.
But he didn't have the speed and stuff, or the smart feet that Jerome Bettis did.
Yeah.
Like, it was almost as if Jerome Bettis, like, his whole body, and then you got to, from his ankles below, were that of a track star.
Yep.
Like, it was weird.
It was weird, but it worked.
Yeah. Got himself a Super Bowl, too. Hung in there long enough.
Yep.
Andy Taylor is 62. A lot of us are excited. Everybody but Terry Johns. I've just been picking on her just because it came up yesterday. I didn't know. I was actually thrown off that Terry. There was a band that wasn't a country artist that we didn't see eye to eye on. But I guess not a Duran Duran fan.
She's not a Durani.
Oh, no.
Too fun. Her loss.
Andy Taylor, 62, Duran Duran guitarist, not the Sheriff of Mayberry. It's a bad joke. Girls on Film, Planet Earth, Hungry Like the Wolf, Save a Prayer, Rio, The Reflex, An Ordinary World.
Yep.
Duran Duran got plenty of hits.
And I don't want to discount his role in it, because without his kind of crunchy guitar that he put in a lot of those songs, they would not have sounded as distinct as they did.
Yeah.
So he added a very important element.
The great John McEnroe is 64. Hopefully he's out there somewhere calm.
Grow some hair.
Yeah.
One of the best things ever in sports.
I will not lie. I grew up enjoying tennis and really, really loving John McEnroe. Being a homer and loving American tennis players.
Yes.
Agassi, McEnroe, all those guys.
Or Jimmy Connors.
Yes,
another
fan.
Great one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And one of the – I love that group of tennis players of the 80s that we kind of – a lot of us got to grow up on. It was really cool. And McEnroe, one of the most interesting guys ever. when it comes to being on the court, the tennis court.
Yeah.
Ice-T is 65. The original OG is 65.
How about that?
The term OG was very popular on the street. Nobody made it more popular than Ice-T when he started using it in music. And I don't know if there is an artist, musically or any genre, any creative, that has an arc more interesting than Ice-T's.
Are you? Yeah.
He starts out. He's an actual, like, unlike Puffy and some of these rappers that you see, especially these modern rappers. Ice-T was actually in gangs. Was actually a banger and all that. Like, he came from that world. Rapping got him out of that world. And he starts out with that as being a West Coast rapper and all those things. Then he gets a little bored with that and starts looking into rock music and wanted to do rock music. And at the time, it's very unheard of. You've got a couple of bands like Bad Brains and Living Color and stuff, but otherwise you don't see a lot of African Americans doing hard rock. He does Body Count. He has the controversy with the song Cop Killer that comes out and everything, and takes his name to another level, and then ends up playing a cop in New Jack City. And he does it really good. And to study for the role, because he's not a traditional actor, he starts talking to Los Angeles and New York cops and building a communication with them. And he takes that to his gang life, to his former friends and gang members, and bringing cops into the conversation. And Ice-T creates a bridge between cops and gang communities that is still in play today. There has been truce. I do believe that there is still a truce in Los Angeles between the Bloods and the Crips, and most of this got started because of Ice-T. So he goes from that to this, where now he's known as an actor, and he's doing like commercials, like for
Cheerios.
Cheerios and things like this and everything. That guy went on to go sell Cheerios.
Yeah, so bizarre, but hey, good for him, man.
Wholesome.
Ice-T has become wholesome.
It's crazy.
It's so funny how you got these that people were freaking out about when we were kids. You got your Ice-T, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, and now what are they? Look at that. They're warm and cuddly, our buddies, right?
It's just hilarious to me, and it's such an interesting arc, and I think it's so darn cool, too. And as a side note, not only an amazing hip-hop artist and writer, great actor.
He's way above average actor.
New Jack City, he gives you something in that role. Like, that's a great performance.
That's a great movie all around.
I get goosebumps with some of the scenes in that.
Movie.
Him and Wesley Snipes back and back. Oh, man, that's good. There's going to be a little bit of music in the next two.
Okay.
Butterfly in the sky. I can fly twice as high. LeVar Burton is 66.
I love LeVar Burton.
Of course, I'm sorry, Seth, what was his character's name on Star Trek The Next
Geordi.
Generation? Thank you, Geordi. Kunta Kinte in Roots.
Mm-hmm.
But so many of us know him and love him for Reading Rainbow. Actually,
grew up on it.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I don't know where I'd be without Reading Rainbow, because that reading was very difficult for me. And it actually, that show really did help me learn to read better.
That's really cool.
Made me feel more confident in reading. Maybe that is a better way to put it. Because LeVar wasn't there, you know, teaching me. But yeah. I can still remember being in grade school in Illinois. And it was my, because I was the tall kid, so I always had to wheel the TV in, which was so dang, like, I'm lucky to be here. They had this little strap holding this 5,000-pound TV on this rickety kind of thing.
Could have easily fallen and crushed you. Yeah,
there was always a kid that pushed that thing into the in the. But I digress.
It's true. It's true.
I do all that, and we set up, and our teacher's like, "Okay, we have a show for you kids." And Reading Rainbow comes on, and my life was changed. Like, it's just such a great show. Love LeVar Burton. I follow him on Twitter, and his daughter, I guess, is in. I don't know. She's on one of the new Star Trek shows.
Oh, really? Oh, that's awesome.
And she's playing. I don't want to say his character, but like a character like his.
Very similar. Yeah.
Yeah, they're related or something like
that's
that.
So cool.
He just tweeted something about it the other day. It was a really good. It was really
nice.
Cool. I'm not crying, you're crying, because she tweeted a photo of the two of them together. It's pretty cool.
Neat.
I just saw his guest appearance on Community, because that was the part in the show where we're at. That was so good.
It's so good. Donald Glover's one of my favorite actors, and his performance in that episode in particular is so darn good.
He's just sitting there like a deer in the headlights. He can't speak. LeVar Burton is his favorite person in the world.
Oh, that's so good.
It's the one thing I asked you not to do.
Believe it or not, I'm something, something. The greatest American hero is 72 today. William Clatt.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the most legendary theme songs of all time, and the show is one of the worst of all time.
It was such a weird show.
My dad and I would watch it just to make fun of it. That's it. It was our first Mystery Science Theater.
MST3K, man. That's right.
He was also in Carrie and in House in 1986 as well.
Wow.
William Clatt, he's one of those stories that they talk about where it's hard for people to go from movies to TV, because you do TV and it bombs, they don't want you back in the movie world. And he's one of those stories that they talk about with that, where he kind of took on the superhero role, was going to be his big launching pad, and just didn't work out.
Launching pad on a superhero?
Not bad.
A little bit of a stretch, but I'll take it. I'll take it.
I don't know what I was there. Some people no longer with us. Lisa Loring, it would have been 65 today, born in 1958. She was the original Wednesday on the Addams Family.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
James Ingram, born his day in 1952, passed away in 2019. Legendary R&B singer. Baby Come to Me, I Don't Have the Heart, Just Once, Somewhere Out There from the American Tale soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us grew up somewhere out there?
Yeah. Beneath the
Yes.
We all know it.
Yeah. Sonny Bono would have been 88 today. Another one that we should mention.
The beat goes on.
Nice.
It's like the one Sonny and Cher song I can handle.
That was it. And one more time, we want to wish very happy birthdays to our list of great listeners today. Paula Evenson, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Dorothy Olson, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Birthday, Dorothy.
Janet Weiland.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Janet.
And our qualifier, Cammy Kubischak. Happy birthday, Cammy.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Misty's will be back open tomorrow from 6 to 2. Go treat yourself. Head on over there to 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. For now, take a listen to Melissa's news. We'll come back with some more fun for you on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Now, I know she's okay with this one. I think that Terry and I are the only NXS fans left. I'm not sure. We might be.
That's not true.
There's got to be some more ones.
I heard this in my head before you started playing it. I don't know. A psychic moment.
Wow. That's interesting.
little creepy there. A little scary there.
I like it. That's cool.
Melissa being able to read minds is not a good thing.
Oh, boy.
It's a computer.
If she could, I would feel bad for her. Any look inside would, this like yeah, dome, right. like yeah. Like, this is an interesting one. The fact that Taco Bell isn't announcing this news seems like a miss on their part. Pancake tacos are now a thing that exists, but not at Taco Bell. Cracker Barrel has a ghost kitchen for delivery orders called the Pancake Kitchen, and they're selling them there.
Okay.
It's a fried egg with bacon and cheese folded up in a pancake with syrup as a dipping sauce. They're served in pairs, so you get two of them.
Okay.
There are around 200 Pancake Kitchen locations nationwide, so not every Cracker Barrel has one. You have to check DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub to see if there's one in your area.
Huh.
To be fair, Taco Bell did add a waffle taco in 2014, but it didn't sell well. They discontinued it a year later.
Why would they try to do it with a waffle?
That doesn't sound like taco-y.
No.
They're trying to emulate the Choco Taco.
Yes, yes.
That's right, yeah.
Which is why we should have never gotten rid of it.
Just like the 7-layer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it.
The
yeah.
airing of yeah. grievances yes. now, yes. everybody.
Well, you brought up the T word. Yeah, I can't help it. Yeah.
This seems like a breakfast burrito.
Basically, with a pancake. Yeah.
Using a pancake.
Yep. Yeah. That's basically it. You're right. Pigs in a blanket with an egg.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if the food industry is okay. I feel like
no, they're not
because they're not
trying so hard.
They're trying so darn hard to like reinvent the wheel here. Yeah. And everything. How about make the food that you make better? Like, that's not a shot at Cracker Barrel.
No,
I mean all fast food places.
Totally like, what you're saying, dude.
Every place could be better. Mm-hmm. The best place in the world you've ever gone to, your most favorite place. They've got something they could be doing better.
Yeah,
right. Like not taking your favorite things off the menu.
Well done. Well done.
So bitter. So bitter.
I have good reason.
I also would think that maybe putting less money and effort into this and maybe more into your employees and paying them more.
Or that.
Wow. Shocking idea.
Instead of setting out a tip jar. Yeah.
Hey, nobody wants to work fast food anymore. Nobody wants to be paid a chump change anymore.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
A wage that they can't live on.
Exactly. Why would you work that job?
Take a look at this younger generation, what they've accomplished, what they're mm-hmm. doing. They are not afraid of some hard work. They are not afraid of getting their hands dirty. Mm-mm. They are just smarter than a lot of us were.
Yeah,
so go ahead, Mo.
Well, to be able to afford rent in the state of Wisconsin, you would need to make at least $17 an hour.
Yep. That should be it. That should be the minimum wage right there. Yep.
Yeah. We keep talking. It's crazy to me that you have people barking and barking about inflation and the high prices of this and this, and we can't afford to spend another penny for the next 20 years on anything. And at the same time, they refuse to raise minimum wage. They refuse to it. It's like they are not. It's like there's a fire right next to them, but they refuse to turn their head to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just meanwhile their arm is on fire, but they're not going to look at it.
Yeah, right.
Like, what are we
and
doing?
And in the
here?
Other hand is the bucket of water to put it out, but
yes.
they won't lift the
excellent.
Other hand.
Yeah. Oh, but this will hurt inflation and all these things. Yeah, everything balances out.
Yep. Here's a radical concept. Maybe if you paid people enough money, they'd have extra money to spend in the economy, mm-hmm. and maybe that would make the economy stronger. Just maybe.
But Seth, it'll make these businesses have to raise their prices. They're not raising their prices already?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
This isn't already happening?
They absolutely are. And look mm-hmm. at the CEO incomes. And they're how much they have increased their profits in the last couple
ridiculous.
Of years.
We shouldn't have to be even talking about this.
No.
Like, it's so darn simple and basic. It doesn't make any dang sense other than if you put greed in.
Mm-hmm.
If you put in, well, I'm the richest person in the world, but I want that too. I need this too. Just a little bit more. Right?
And then making us feel like it's our fault, number one, for being poor, and that nothing can be done about it. because it's just going to hurt you more if you try to do something about it. They make us apathetic, so then we don't try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have to try.
That's a great point.
We have the most expensive health care in the world.
In the world.
And it is not doing its job.
And bad outcomes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We pay triple.
Yeah.
Well, look at our drug prices. The same drugs in other countries cost less money for the exact same drugs. Why are we paying more?
And it'd be one thing if we are a healthier nation than anybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that I'd ever be okay with these high prices and all that. But at the very least, if that was the case, well, America's number one in health. Our extension of life, our life expectancy is longer here and all these things.
No, and that's dropping.
Exactly.
Our life expectancy here is dropping.
Exactly. So we're doing something wrong. We should fix that. It seems pretty basic to me.
I don't know if you guys saw the headline, but Bernie Sanders called the CEOs of Moderna to task, and they are dropping their plan to hike their drug, the vaccine, 400%.
That's
because he called them to task.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Uncle Bernie.
Pressure. Put that pressure on him, yes.
Use the bully pulpit.
Exactly.
Politicians don't do that anymore. They get up there and they spew a bunch of stuff about the other side instead of calling to task the people who are taking advantage of the American people.
I'll have to, when I see Bernie at the next meeting, I'll have to mention to him, you know, hey, nice job. Nice job. Right. I like that, Bernie. That was good.
Yeah, I think Melissa just took your soapbox there for a minute. What happened?
All right.
That was kind of good.
That's why I backed off. I knew she had something, and I knew, and she was, it was good. It was really good.
And all because Cracker Barrel's doing a weird taco thing. That's where that came from. That's kind of crazy. I like that.
Side note.
I like pancakes.
I go back and I listen to a lot of our shows to learn, get better, all that and everything, and drive myself crazy. And one of my favorite things is, especially when the three of us get together, where we start and where we finish.
Where we end up.
It's
we digress.
Where we begin and where we're going. You never know.
You never know.
So you got to listen.
Keep on listening. We'll come back after this commercial break with more fun for you on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We're going to take it to the top of the hour and kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our friends from the Southwood County Humane Society and our pet of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to Madison joining us in a little bit, and a big shout out to Love Inc. sponsoring the segment. After that, we'll get into some entertainment news, including some information about a famous popular comic strip that I know a lot of us love around here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that, and that ain't right stories, good stories of the day, all that coming up for you.
All right.
Right now, if you are going on social media apps for dating, you might want to have a cat with you.
Huh?
It's a funny way to get more dates. Make sure at least one of your dating profile pics shows you with a cat. A new poll found it makes you more attractive. 75% of cat owners said that they'd be more interested in someone if one of their photos showed them holding a cat. And even 61% of people who don't have cats agree. So it ups your chances across the board.
Really?
The poll didn't ask about dogs, but a study last year found dog photos probably work too. Women thought men were more attractive when they were with a dog in their profile pics, especially a small dog.
Interesting.
The new poll also found the average cat owner would rather date someone who's unemployed than someone who openly hates cats.
Whoa.
That is one of the bigger whoa moments we're going to have.
That's a deal breaker. My goodness. I didn't even know that existed.
All right. What's with you two today?
Well, if you're a cat owner and somebody hates cats, that makes sense. What do you mean, what's with us?
Because you had the clairvoyant moment earlier with the In Excess song,
yep.
And Seth just said that's a big deal breaker. The next sentence in this, the biggest deal breaker of cat owners are...
We are obviously in the wrong business.
Yeah.
We need to open up a 900 phone line here.
Okay, let's
have
go,
your
Seth.
Virtue told.
Maybe you can get the same number Cleo had. Maybe
Oh, God,
that's an older reference.
Oh, my God, I remember it, though.
The biggest deal breakers for cat owners are openly hating cats, being allergic to them, living more than an hour away, being unemployed, and finally owning a dog. For people who don't own cats, being unemployed is number one. Here's one more dating tip. 2 in 5 people said that they have gone home with someone specifically to meet the person's pet.
Seriously? Wow.
I love that. So if you're hoping for a little heavy petting, just invite them to in for an actual petting.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's horrible.
That's awful.
I can't take credit for that one. Okay. That's the way it was, right? Ron Burgundy, that was written in front of me. I read it.
That's okay. you breezed past some of those other things. Number two on the list was allergic to... People have no control over if they're allergic to cats.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mean. See, cat people are kind of like cats.
That was good.
That might have been a little harsh, but I'm sorry.
Might have been.
Just a little bit.
It's a fair, you know, qualification to have, though, because if you own cats, you don't want to date somebody that's allergic to one.
That's discrimination, Melissa, against people with allergies. That's what it is.
Maybe. But it's still, you can't bring somebody into your home if they're going to die because there's pet dander.
Die? Now that's a little almost strong.
It's almost like you're looking out for them.
Oh my God. Seriously. I cannot believe where this has gone. It's like we're on the McLaughlin group
I love that. I love that. I'm also going to put you both in timeout if you keep this up.
Mute our mics.
You know.
I've got a side question of all of this. Who is the unemployed person going on dating apps and putting that they're unemployed? What do you think is going to happen here? Like, how good of a turnout you think you're getting on this one here? That seems very poor choice. Very, very poor choice. I feel like you should probably be putting a little more effort on your applications than your application on your dating app profile.
I'm unemployed. I'm homeless. Put all that stuff on there. Very honest, though. Got to appreciate the honesty.
Hey, but I'm completely honest, babe.
Yeah.
You know? At least, hey, what? Isn't that worth something? Come on,
I do dishes. I do dishes.
I do my dish. I do, you know, that right?
My fork.
So I'll be sitting on your couch all day watching your TV. Isn't it nice to know somebody's there waiting for you when you get home? Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
Guys, in your twisted logic, man, going on radio, that's where radio people end up, is there all this weird twisted pretzel logic going on here.
I'm not sure. I should also say that dating apps are not really something that I'm familiar with, that I know that well or anything. But I also, and I don't know if I'm wording this right or anything, is there a little it feels like a little trickery involved in this too, though.
Mm.
You're almost like, if I could just lure him in. If I can just lure him in, I got him. Like, that's not dating. That's hunting.
That sounds a little disingenuous and a little creepy too. Yeah.
I have no doubt in my mind, although I cannot prove this. This goes under the list of things we can't prove, but we know are true. That there are men that are borrowing cats from their friends, to take pictures.
Yes,
know it, man.
I don't know where that cat went. I don't have the cat.
She
anymore.
Ran away this morning.
She ran away.
It was the weirdest thing, and so I just threw her litter box away. I'm not going to need that anymore because she's gone now.
Don't feel bad for me. Feel sorry for me.
I just realized something else. Mm. This is one more thing that cats have to lord over us. They're like, all of a sudden, you're like, yeah, we knew we were there. If you want, if you want your, you know, you want to get someone in your life, yeah, you need me. You need me to do that. Cats.
I'm a fan of cats.
Yeah.
I enjoy them. What I like is what we put on cats. I love what we do. I don't believe anybody has ever really heard from a cat. Is a cat really all these things that we make them out
probably
to be?
Probably not.
I think that's
not
one of
every
my
cat.
Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite parts about them too, though. It's kind of fun.
Well, hey, we do that with dogs. We do that with all animals, right? You know, dogs are the loyal, happy, do anything for you, and cats are the standoffish,
Yes,
you may serve me dinner now, kind of thing. So yeah. They're all Garfield, right? Basically, yeah, it's all Garfield.
Basically, that's actually funny you say that, because I was just thinking in my head, I wonder where this history of our kind of feelings of cats comes from. Because like a lot of these things, it tends to come from cartoons.
Yeah, it's true.
So many of these things. I went down a rabbit hole the other day, and I discovered there never was a mace or a flail. Like in medieval times.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That actually didn't exist. Oh. That wasn't actually a real thing. It was just something that somebody invented, and like a lot of the torture devices and things of the the Dark Ages, they were all just like imagination creations. Like they weren't real.
Okay. No one actually built them, right?
It makes me think of the thing with cats here, where we're like, I wonder how much of this is actually real and how much it's of it's just cartoons.
Someday when cats can talk.
Because I'll be honest, I've lived with a couple of cats. Not a single one of them like lasagna. Not a single one.
Must have been something wrong with them.
Known a couple of cats didn't mind Mondays. They were okay with Mondays. They thought they were actually okay.
In fact, they didn't even know what day of the week it was. They didn't care.
They did not care one bit what day of the week it was. Could not care less.
They were lazy, though. The cat I had was pretty lazy, so that's okay.
I'm very curious about this one, where that there's a couple of things about that that makes me interested. I also would have been very interested, and I'm looking out there right now, and I see, but if Madison had brought in a cat today.
Oh, that would have been hilarious. That would have
been so perfect. Yeah. we are looking, forward to talking with Madison and our friends from the Southwick County Humane Society in just a few minutes. We'll get to CBS News first, of course. And we do want to send a big shout-out to Love, Inc. and appreciation to them sponsoring the segment. Talk more about them in just a bit. But I think that one of the things that we also wanted to get to in our entertainment stuff was talking about our weekend schedule, Seth.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do this again when we have a chance. But this weekend, we got a great lineup of sports for you. And that means that we will not have an Over the Back Fence this Saturday.
That is correct.
We'll get in more into our schedule tomorrow and through, you know, maybe later today. But we have on Saturday at 10 a.m. Wisconsin men's basketball at Rutgers. Mm-hmm. That means that will interrupt Over the Back Fence for Saturday.
Yes, it will.
So we'll see if we'll be back next Saturday. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to mention on Sunday, of course, Seth Faces the Music and Director's Cut, your perfect sandwich of entertainment. Seth, what is your theme this week?
My theme this week is Mr.
Oh.
The title, like Mr. Yes.
I like that.
A lot of songs with Mr. in it, in both the abbreviated form and the full spelling, which I found out that they're not all the same. You have to actually dig a little bit to find some of them. But no, a lot of songs out there. There's going to be plenty of songs you've heard before. This one is a little more hit heavy than some of my other shows I've done recently. So there's going to be a lot of familiar music, I think, this week. But some really good songs. Yes.
Do they say the abbreviated form differently in songs?
No. But they write about differently on the title.
That's a lot better than what I thought. It was just going to be a whole hour of Mr. That's what I thought it was going to be. Okay, that's a lot better.
No Mr. Will appear on this show. I will put that on there. Stipulation.
6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music every Sunday. And after that, from 8 to 9, you'll have Director's Cut. And this week, we're being joined by Chase Quinches.
That's right.
Chase, such a great time with Chase. Such a good artist, great voice. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun. That's going to be a good one. We'll talk more about that maybe next hour. We got to get on the next hour, though. CBS News coming up right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.